So far in this film, we have been looking at portents of doomsday in the light of the hadiths handed down to us by the Prophet Muhammad. And we have seen that indeed the period we are living in is that indicated as the end times, just before the last day. However, the hadiths are not the only statements to contain clues about the last day. A great many verses in the Quran also deal with the subject. A large part of these verses describe the tumultuous incidents that will accompany doomsday, and some are thought to refer to the portents as the last day approaches. One of these is to be found in Surah Qamar. Qamar is the name of the 54th surah in the Quran. That means moon in English. The first verse of this surah is considered to contain a most important message on the subject of the end times. The hour has drawn near and the moon has split. The word split used in this verse is the Arabic shakka, which in Arabic has various meanings. In some commentaries on the Quran, the meaning split is preferred. But shakka in Arabic can also mean plowing or digging the earth. One of the verses in which this verb is used reads, "We pour down plentiful water, then split the earth into furrows. Then we make grain grow in it, and grapes and herbs and olives and dates." The meaning of shakka here is not to split, it means to plow the earth. If we went back to the year 1969, we would see one of the greatest wonders of the Quran. The experiments carried out on the surface of the moon on July 20, 1969 may be hinting at the fulfillment of news given 1,400 years ago in the Surah Qamar. On that date, American astronauts set foot on the moon. Digging at the lunar soil, they carried out scientific experiments and collected samples of stones and soil. It is surely very interesting that these developments are in complete agreement with the statements in the verse.